is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. New York prosecutors say they would object to his hush money trial being dismissed, but they are open to Donald Trump's sentencing being delayed until 2029. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says if that seems unusual, it is.
We have never had a former president who's a convicted felon, who's reelected, who's awaiting sentencing. Judge Merchan is in the unenviable position of being the first judge in the country to confront these questions.
Trump plans to nominate billionaire Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The job of Commerce Secretary is to support U.S. businesses, and essentially Commerce can act as an intermediary in between the U.S. and other countries, but also between the government and specific industries.
Lutnick served as co-chair of Trump's transition. He was also a major donor. Other Trump choices like Matt Gaetz for Attorney General are running into opposition. Caitlin Huey Burns reports from West Palm Beach. Trump is standing firm.
Republican senators have been kind of bombarded with all of these cabinet positions and these picks, and they will have to obviously go through the entire confirmation process, which won't start until next year. But the lobbying has already begun, and really you've seen members of the president-elect's team really try to put the pressure on these senators.
Ukraine used American-made long-range missiles inside Russia for the first time today. It's also the day Russia's war entered day 1,000. Here's correspondent Holly Williams.
We were here when the invasion began back in 2022, we've witnessed the resilience and ingenuity of the Ukrainian people in the face of that invasion. Many Ukrainians are proud of how their country has stood up to that assault by Vladimir Putin. Undoubtedly, many Ukrainians are feeling monumental grief.
More wildfires in the Northeast and wildfire smoke. In the West, an atmospheric river will create all kinds of weather hazards. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
You've got an incredibly powerful bomb cyclone, which is essentially a strengthening low pressure system that's going to feed in one of the strongest atmospheric rivers of the season so far.
The head of FEMA went before Congress today and answered questions about allegations that hurricane assistance was denied to some Trump supporters.
This type of behavior and action will not be tolerated at FEMA, and we will hold people accountable if they violate our standards of conduct.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 165 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. More Racine Unified kids now have more access to mental health care. The school district has expanded access to its mental health clinics and is now offering services to all K-12 students living in the district. The three community clinics are located at Gerstead Agerholm, Knapp Elementary, and Julian Thomas. Previously, only kids at those schools were able to get assistance. St. Cat's takes center stage in primetime Thursday night. In a game that will be heard on WRJN, the St. Catherine Angels will be playing in the Division IV state championship game against Baldwin Woodville at Camp Randall. The top-ranked Racine team will kick off at 7 with pregame on WRJN at 6:30. The town of Waterford is considering a long-term contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling presented options to town residents last night. The sheriff's office has been helping in Waterford since investigations into the department started earlier this year. And the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved the initial phase of the Highland Estates subdivision. That is set to bring 700 residential units over the next decade. The project still needs approval from the full village board. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a five-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. in that way. Brady had a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Day.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickle on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions. Winds as high as 40 miles per hour with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. It's 58 at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. That is Diana Ross and the Supremes and Stop in the Name of Love. It was on this date in 1964, the Supremes became the first all-girl group to have a UK number one single with their song, Baby Love.
Keep on playing it. Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Anytime we want to talk about things related to space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
All right. So you were telling me off the air that there's news regarding a couple of like 40 to 50 year old spacecraft.
Yeah, so the Voyager space probes are the first and second farthest away things from the Earth that we have ever launched. They were launched back in the 70s. And
I think at least one of them's out of the solar system, isn't it?
Both of them are, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They have been flying for quite some time. So when you're dealing with something that old, things will start to break down eventually. And so with Voyager 1, that has started to happen. There have been some periods of time where it's been not operating properly and they've had to fix it. At this point, every time they want to send a message to it, it takes 21 hours for that message to get there.
Wow.
And 21 hours for the return message to get back. So anytime something breaks down, it takes a while for them to be able to fix it.
All right, so what's going on with it?
Well, speaking of those communications, its radio has started to break down.
Okay.
But in a testament to how incredible NASA has been able to make things that last a long time, it was sent with a somewhat weaker backup radio, and they decided, well, let's see if we can communicate with this backup radio. But the backup radio hadn't been turned on since 1981.
Okay.
And when they attempted this, it turned out that it was working just fine. Unfortunately, since this thing is weaker, it's not a permanent solution. So they're hoping to, using this weaker radio, find a way to fix the stronger radio.
Wow. Okay.
I always like to say when it comes to something in space, something either fails immediately or it lasts way longer than it's supposed to. Because these Voyager probes have been, you know, there have been people who have spent their entire careers just working on this Voyager probe and have said, when the probe eventually dies, that's when I'm retiring.
Or maybe they want to retire early, but they can't because they're the only ones who know how to operate this thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they're going to try to fix this Voyager radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you something else with Voyager 2 going on?
Yeah. Or at least the data from Voyager 2.
Okay.
Voyager 2 is the only spacecraft that has ever visited the last two planets in the solar system, Uranus and Neptune. And when it visited Uranus, we found that it didn't have really any of a magnetic field, which was a big surprise because every other planet has a magnetic field. And so this has been stumping scientists for quite some time. And it was only just past couple of weeks that they've managed to figure out, they think, what's going on. And that is that a big blast of gas hit Uranus and basically knocked its magnetic field away exactly when Voyager 2 was there.
So a temporary thing.
Okay. So they think that if they send something back there, it will have a magnetic field. And NASA is planning to send something there in the 30s. Okay. So hopefully we will see if this blast of gas from Uranus was indeed the culprit or not.
Okay. All right. That's Teddy Volman keeping us up to date on all things space. I'm Kurt Volman. Thank you, sir.
You are very welcome.
On WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Hands WRJN. It sure seems like we get rain just about every day, and we could see some tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a couple of showers and a low of 41. Tomorrow, maybe a couple of showers, mostly cloudy and 47.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
For 90s
27 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. So many different ways to listen. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, always on the historic 1400 AM, or you can listen to WRJN.com or download the Civic Media app. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. More Racine Unified kids now have more access to mental health care. The school district has expanded access to its mental health clinics and is now offering services to all K-12 students living in the district. The three community clinics are located at Gerstead Agerholm, Knapp Elementary, and Julian Thomas. The expansion aims to increase community access to mental health services. Previously, only kids at those schools were able to get assistance. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman faces a disciplinary complaint from the State Office of Lawyer Regulation. It's in regards to alleged misconduct during his 2020 election investigation. The 10-count complaint accuses Gableman of ethical violations, including filing false statements and disobeying court orders. It stems from his work as a special counsel for the Wisconsin State Assembly. The filing seeks sanctions and possible fines from the state Supreme Court against Gableman. The town of Waterford is evaluating a potential long-term partnership with the Racine County Sheriff's Office. Law enforcement services was a topic last night at a meeting amid issues in the Waterford department. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling discussed how his office could enhance local policing efforts. There have been investigations and retirements in the Waterford department stemming back to May. Town officials intend to hold further public meetings to talk about law enforcement going forward. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The rain goes away today, but the wind does not. Expect cloudy skies with blustery conditions. Winds as high as 40 miles per hour, with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near 40. Those winds will back off a little, but still a bit on the breezy side. It's 58 at our studios.
Had a no-go chair and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a study found that most people who find a USB stick will unwisely plug it into their computer. That's like the digital age version of eating candy you find on the sidewalk.
Play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking those and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world
and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com. Temptations on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmann. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one, the current world record for the most consecutive underwater bench presses is 77 reps. Thing number two, scientists estimate that about 95% of all stars that will ever be formed have already been created. Thing number three, in the United States, people who drive while legally intoxicated do it about 100 times for every time they get caught. And the fourth thing you did not know yesterday, the closest state to Africa is Maine. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
W-R-J-N, help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now my life has changed in oh so many ways. Self-assured, now I find
change my mind, I'll open up the doors. Tells me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me, help me, help me.
Ooh. The Beatles on WRJN. It was 24 years ago today, the year 2000. The Beatles started an 11-week run at number one on the UK album charts with The Beatles One. The album featured virtually every number one single released from 1962 to 1970. It was issued on the 30th anniversary of the band's breakup, and it was their first compilation available on one CD. The world's best-selling album of the 21st century, One has sold more than 31 million copies in the last 24 years.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style.